A 90-second conversation with a stranger in a parking lot can rewire your entire understanding of wealth. Picture a scrawny teenager staring slack-jawed at a Lamborghini Countach, mustering the courage to ask its young owner the question burning in his mind: how can you afford one of these? The answer? I'm an inventor. Detonated like a grenade in that kid's worldview. No athletic scholarships, no record deals, no lottery tickets, just entrepreneurship. That teenager was living what most of us accept as inevitable, the traditional path of school, job, saving, and eventual retirement at 65. But that encounter revealed a hidden road, one where wealth doesn't require decades of sacrifice or extraordinary talent. It's a road most people never see because they're too busy following the map society handed them at birth. This is the story of how one person discovered that map was leading to the wrong destination and what he found when he went looking for a better route. Here's a thought experiment. Imagine watching a home tour of a 22-year-old's $20 million beachfront estate. When asked how he affords it, he answers, "Index funds and my 401k from the wireless store." The camera would cut immediately because we all know that's absurd. Yet this is exactly what conventional financial advice promises, that steady contributions to retirement accounts will somehow create extraordinary wealth. The traditional wealth formula demands sacrificing your energetic years for dividends arriving when you're too old to enjoy them. Jobs pay for time, creating an inherent ceiling. You can't work more than 24 hours daily. Compound interest requires massive time, consistent returns, and regular contributions. Small numbers multiplied by small numbers never create millions. Three distinct roadmaps exist. The sidewalk is living paycheck to paycheck, perpetually one something from broke, one emergency from disaster. Instant gratification creates lifestyle servitude, where mounting debt demands increasingly desperate work. The slow lane is society's approved path: education, career, frugal living, index funds, retirement at 65. Slow laners sacrifice youth for security in old age, trapped trading time for money through a formula that cannot create wealth fast enough to enjoy it. The fast lane operates differently, built on business systems and assets generating wealth independent of your time. Fastlaners create or buy appreciable assets, add value, and sell for multiples of income generated. This isn't get rich easy, it's get rich quick through legitimate process and substantial work. The difference is leverage. Your effort impacts thousands or millions rather than being confined to 40 hours weekly. Post-college was brutal. Busboy, pizza delivery, limo driver. Friends landed corporate jobs, while girlfriends left for men with real careers. One frozen Chicago night, stranded in a blizzard with a migraine, everything crystallized. You cannot live another day like this. Phoenis offered a fresh start with $900, a rusty Buick, and zero connections. A studio apartment doubled as an office. Poor in reality, but rich in control. The website connecting travelers with limousines wasn't revolutionary, but a friend's suggestion changed everything. Instead of selling ad space, sell reservation inquiries to limo companies. First month, $473, then $694, $970, $1,832, $2,314, $3,733. 60-hour weeks implementing customer suggestions, sometimes within hours. Then the system became self-sustaining. Work decreased while income increased. Some months exceeded $200,000 in profit. By 33, multimillionaire status arrived. At 37, the company sold for millions in cash. The fast lane wasn't theory anymore. It was reality. Society equates wealth with materialism. Rolls Royces, private jets, waterfront estates. This creates 30K millionaires who look wealthy while drowning in debt, driving entry-level BMWs with custom rims, and ordering bottle service on credit cards. True wealth comprises three elements: family, relationships, fitness, health, and freedom, choice. The richest moments aren't purchasing exotic cars. They're being surrounded by loved ones and having freedom to choose how you spend your time. Faux wealth destroys real wealth. Financing lifestyle through debt creates lifestyle servitude, a cycle where work creates income, income creates lifestyle, and lifestyle demands more work. This systematically erodes freedom because we've confused wealth's icons with wealth itself. Money used correctly buys freedom, the ability to watch your children grow, pursue meaningful work, and make choices without financial constraint. True affordability means not needing mental gymnastics to justify purchases. If you're thinking, "I can afford this as long as," then you can't. Not all businesses create wealth. The SENSE framework, control, entry, need, time, and scale, validates whether your venture can generate substantial wealth or merely keep you busy. Control means owning the driver's seat. Without control over pricing, products, operations, or revenue models, you're vulnerable to others' decisions. Network marketing, affiliate programs, and employment all place your financial fate in external hands. Entry examines competition barriers. If anyone can launch your business in minutes, you face overwhelming competition. Legitimate businesses require processes: securing property, obtaining financing, navigating permits, hiring staff. If it's an event rather than a process, avoid it. Need addresses the fundamental question: does your business solve problems or fulfill your desires? The marketplace doesn't care about your passions unless they solve needs. Chase money and it eludes you. Focus on providing value and it comes. Time requires your business to operate without constant presence. Can it run while you're absent? Are margins sufficient to hire help? Can you implement systems that detach your time from income? Scale provides wealth-accelerating leverage through either magnitude, premium pricing, or reach, massive numbers. Without either, you've bought a job, not a business capable of explosive growth. The ultimate wealth principle: to make millions, impact millions. This is the law of affection. Wealth flows from the lives you touch and the magnitude of impact you create. A sandwich shop serves 100 daily customers locally. A social media platform serves 100 million globally. The scale differs by a factor of 1 million. The rich don't build wealth through compound interest or corporate ladders. They build and sell appreciable assets: businesses, brands, intellectual property, and systems. A business netting $100,000 with a 6x multiple is worth $600,000. Liquidation events, selling these assets, create millionaires seemingly overnight, though years of building precede the sale. While others give $200 monthly to Wall Street hoping for 8% returns, fast leaners create assets and sell for multiples of annual profit. The transformation from guppy to shark begins with expanding thinking from local to global, follower to leader, copying to innovating. Build systems that scale infinitely rather than businesses constrained by your time and location. Wealth isn't luck. It's a systematic process of beliefs, choices, and actions. Reject conventional wisdom's flaws, uncontrollable variables, and insufficient leverage. Stop trading your best years for weekends while your dreams wither. Shift from consumer to producer. Your time is your most valuable asset. Invest in activities generating freedom, avoid parasitic debt, and build systems that liberate you from trading hours for dollars. Determine your specific financial number. Make it tangible, track it, visualize it daily, then reverse engineer the business required to reach it. Never stop learning. Current knowledge won't deliver future success. Choose a fast lane road and start moving. The right path reveals itself through action. Provide value by solving needs rather than chasing money. Automate operations to detach time from income. Build brands, not just businesses. Treat customers like bosses and complaints as opportunities. The fast lane is a mindset, not a destination. Your starting point doesn't matter. Everyone begins in turbulence. That teenager staring at a Lamborghini had no advantages, just a decision that conventional wisdom was wrong and willingness to find a better path. The same choice awaits you.